The flag is meaningful to every American, and each and every member of the Minnesota Vikings. But to one player, the flag and being an American takes on extra significance.
It makes you appreciate having the ability to do what we do on a daily basis, whether it's just walking the street wherever I want to go, or being able to play football for a living. There's a lot of countries out there that don't have this opportunity we do, and a lot of that comes down to people that gave their lives or served or are currently serving.
Punter Jeff Locke has seen throughout his entire life the sacrifices and importance our freedom has on our daily lives. His family tree has a long history in serving this country and defending our freedom.
My father served, both his mother and father. My grandparents also served World War II and then just after that. So I've really been in that community my whole life, even being born overseas. So I've been heavily influenced by not only my father, my grandparents, and then just all of his friend group, really, from me growing up, was all guys in the military with him and families in the military that know my parents, and even some of the kids I hung out with were military brats too. So that's been a huge impact on just me as a person.
Robert Locke was a veteran of the Air Force who retired as a lieutenant colonel after 21 years of service and more than 3,000 fighter hours. He got his passion for defending the country from his parents, who both spent their lives in the military.
Yeah, my grandfather was Army, started as military police, and then was actually on a football and basketball scholarship in college when World War II came around. So he went to the Philippines and was working there and ended up being what we'd consider kind of pre-CIA. So it's kind of a cool story. And then he met my grandmother in France when they were both serving. She was in Air Force Finance Office. So my dad loves to tell me that their first date was him escorting her to Paris to pick up some payroll stuff for the finance office. And my dad was born in France a couple years later. So he's also a overseas brat like myself.
With grandparents who met and served for this country and a father who spent his entire life in the service, it seems fitting that Jeff is in Minnesota, where he plays for special teams coordinator Mike Prefer. The longtime Vikings coach was once flying a helicopter for the U.S. Navy and is now able to work with Jeff and the special teams.
I mean, obviously, one of the key principles in military is the discipline, and you can totally see that in our special teams play. Prefer and I, personally, Air Force versus Navy thing going on, which can get pretty fun. But when he locks in and tells us a story to try and give us some sort of example to go by on the field, guys' heads are up, eyes straight, and we love hearing it. It really is cool having him here with his experience.
The coaching and teaching from Prefer is having a big impact, as the punter is having the best season of his four-year career.
I think personally for me, it's been my most consistent year, game after game. Had a couple punts here and there that you want back, but I've done a much better job of just learning from what I did wrong in the punt rather than letting it affect punts down the road. So that's kind of where I've developed a little more mentally, and then I got to give credit to the punt team too. We've had Gunner showing up, we've had McDermott snapping the best I've ever seen him snap in his life. I've known him a long time too. And protection's been great. So it's like we're kind of clicking on all cylinders. So now it's just time to keep working. Can't rest on what we've done.
After having a down year in 2015, the 27-year-old was determined to be a key asset for the Vikings special teams.
I really tried to focus on learning in the last 2 years rather than looking back on some of the games I didn't play well at TCF and looking down on it. I wanted to learn from what I did in those games so I can translate it into performing this year. So in general, I'm just really focusing back on my technique, not overthinking anything, and really just keeping it simple as possible from punt to punt. That's how you succeed in this league, is taking it one play at a time.
Always looking forward is how he approaches his career on the gridiron. But Jeff Locke always is looking back in life to those who came before him and made so many sacrifices for our country. He's seen it firsthand with many of those in his family, and he continues to make sure that anyone who serves this great country receives the recognition they deserve.